to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And obviously, the problems with our current economic system are many and varied, and there is no one solution. But there are separate issues that do need to be addressed. We need to get away from this model of a privately owned central bank given the authority to issue the currency as a loan at interest to the public. That is currency as a money-making operation of the bank, as opposed to currency as a public utility, which is how it began when this nation was first founded. That's one issue. Fractional reserve banking has to be brought under control. But getting back to the issue of a monetary base, where you're issuing a currency based on value, you need, again, it's got to be a commodity with a known recognized value around the world. Everybody has to accept, yes, this is something with an intrinsic value. The reason why I oppose going back to silver and gold is because these Ponzi scheme private central banks are themselves acquiring gold and silver, physical, as fast as they can. They're buying it up. And if we switch to a gold-backed currency, we're automatically back in slavery to these same private central banks, who are going to say, yes, we're issuing a gold-based currency, we will loan it to you at interest, and we'll be back in exactly the same scam that we were in before. Unless, of course, in the blueprint for the new America, all banker assets are nationalized, if you can find them. And again, it may turn out that all the gold that's supposed to be inside Fort Knox and all the gold that's supposed to be inside the New York Federal Reserve is already gone. You know, that's why Texas is getting nervous. They want their bullion back. The problem is, you are correct, the world supply of gold is increasing every year, but not as fast as the population. We need a commodity that is growing as fast as the population, and that's why I think distributed generation of electricity and the monetization of units of electricity as the currency really is a superior system. Because if you're able to actually create money in your backyard with windmills, with solar cells, then there is no way the private bankers can gain control of that currency in order to manipulate it, to flood currency out there and then take it away to cause a crash and buy the real assets back at pennies on the dollar. That's what we need to get away with. Don't get me wrong. I like silver and gold, and I think it is a good store of wealth. But I do not think we should go back to a gold-based monetary standard, because most of the gold is in the hands of the same bankers who wrecked this current economy with their Ponzi scheme and massive fraud. The history of these times is clear. Bankers are going to commit fraud as long as they can get away with it. And if we allow them to basically be in control of whatever commodity becomes the monetary base, there will be more fraud. And so I'm absolutely adamantly opposed to silver and gold as a standard.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mike, for your suggestion.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Thanks for the call. We're going to switch over to Dan in Washington. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. This is kind of I can't believe what I just saw, and I just wanted to call and let you know. So I live in Everett, Washington, and my wife had just called me. She was at the grocery store. She said, can you come out and help me carry up the groceries? I said, sure. So I walk outside the house, and I get to the road, and driving right in front of her is an old antique-type open Jeep, military Jeep, with a guy driving it with two 50-caliber mounted machine guns fully loaded with ammo belts coming out of them. And the guy kind of had a look on his face like, please say something to me, you know, that kind of attitude.
Let's be honest, 50 caliber machine guns, unless he's got a lot, I mean, the cops are going to be pulling him over, but you need to remember, Washington State does have, first of all, they got a lot of military, they also have their own local film industry. Don't forget, Twin Peaks was filmed there, a lot of movies get done up there, and it's entirely possible, given the obvious age of the Jeep, that you were looking at somebody's prop for a film that's up there. So I wouldn't start getting all that excited about it, because loaded machine guns are definitely going to get the attention of the police. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds, concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick a bone a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat ever.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Jeff in Colorado. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I've heard you talking about this thing, this electro as a monetary system here for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious how this would work in, you know, third world countries and remote locations if they can't get the electrical generation to the grid or to the world.
Well, that's kind of up to those countries. I'm talking about a new monetary system for the new United States of America. I'm not proposing it as a standard for the globe. I think after this flirtation with globalism and all the damage it's caused, I see the future course of the planet is everybody's going to put those borders back up and say, look, we'll choose for ourselves how we're going to live our lives, and if you don't like it, just too darn bad. But certainly within the United States of America, with its technological base and its infrastructure, assuming it's not allowed to decay any further, I think it would be very, very viable.
Oh, okay. All right. I was just thinking you was looking at it as a worldwide currency, right?
No, I'm looking at it as for the United States itself, and obviously it would have to be convertible to some other form of currency or commodity for international trade.
Okay, got you there.
Okay?
Well, thanks, man.
All right, thanks a lot. We're going to switch over to Michael in California. Aloha, Michael. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, and thank you for all you do. a couple things. One being, I'm pretty skeptical on the whole currency issue. First off, I mean, it doesn't matter what we go to, there's going to be corruption in it. I mean, so it's not like one thing is going to be better than another, because there's always going to be corruption in greed, and that's always going to be there. And so I try to look at things, more simple, thinking, if there was a way we could just have more of like a digital barter system, where you work, it goes points towards a system, not really looking so much as far as wealth or anything of that nature. You work, you have ways to pay for food and live, I don't have faith that, if going to electric or going to anything is going to stop greed and corruption.
All by itself, no, it won't. Again, the fundamental difference that we need to be looking at is the nation's currency as a public utility versus the nation's currency as a privatized for-profit operation. That's what happened with the first and second banks of the United States and with the Federal Reserve. The original model, the revolutionary economy of the United States of America, was that government coined its own money, spent it into circulation to buy what the government needed. It would flow through society, supporting commerce without accruing interest, and then was taxed back at the same amount at the end to balance the books and close the cycle. That is money treated as a public utility to serve the public, to serve the nation as a whole. The private central bank model is they get to create the money. It's legalized counterfeiting, basically. Then they will loan it to the government or loan it to the people. It circulates through supporting commerce, all the way accruing interest that has to come back to the private bank. And it's just astounding in the degree of corruption that the federal government went into to come up with this system, because if the government can print up a treasury bond to send over to the Federal Reserve to get currency, the government should be able to print its own currency, and legally it still can. That's what John F. Kennedy did, is he invoked his power as President of the United States of America, and he had the treasury issue a value-based currency, the United States note. And he put about $4.5 billion into circulation that was supporting American commerce and improving the money supply without accruing interest to the Federal Reserve. 5 months later, he was shot dead in Dealey Plaza. The United States notes were taken out of circulation, and John J. McCloy, president of the Chase Manhattan Bank and former president of the World Bank, sat on the Warren Commission investigating the murder of John F. Kennedy. And I don't care how good a banker he is not qualified to be carrying out a murder investigation. So he was there for another reason, to keep the financial dimensions of the assassination of the president concealed from the American people.
Gotcha. Now, also on another note, you're doing your part by going out and informing people, and you're hoping that other people spread the word and try not to misconstrue what you're saying. But I do notice that there's so much information that's out there right now, and there's a lot of people that are really confused. But the one thing that I have noticed, especially people like my parents or other folks that are retired and they have their bundle, they don't want to lose it. And they're afraid of this whole scenario and, people making a ruckus out of this and focusing on closing down everything, because they're afraid. It's almost like they're a slave to, the system. And
Are, and that's by design. That's why the U.S. government loves to have 50 million Americans on food stamps and loves to have everybody dependent on Social Security, even though they're running out of money to support both of those things, because these are the people who will not stand up and speak against the government. That dependency is their slavery. Now, those of us who are out here saying that a change is coming, we're not out there trying to harm the retirees or anybody like that. It's going to happen anyway. And the reason for them, the more in denial they are, the less prepared they're going to be to weather the shock that is coming. We already know Social Security cannot afford all the baby boomer retirements. The U.S. government is already in default against the American worker, and they're just looking for somebody to blame on it. blame for.
I mean, there's just so much. I mean, whereas we have like Agenda 21 and we have like all these different things that are out there, and how does the people actually get organized enough, you know, at least on one or two issues that they can actually do something about it? Because it's so scattered and there's just so much out there that there's not that much organization. I mean, I saw during the election times amount of people that showed up to a Ron Paul speech. And, you know, we had some people in the streets and things of that nature. But I don't see it now. I don't see people getting together and doing something about it.
Well, I disagree with you, and you need to understand that most of the people they're no longer getting together out there in the streets because they've come to understand the government and the corporate media aren't paying any attention. But they're certainly getting together in a virtual sense. Look at all the traffic over on Twitter about these things. Look at all the traffic we have coming to my website. Look at the audience we have at Republic Broadcasting. The new town meeting space is on the internet. We don't need to gather around the Liberty Tree any longer or down at the tavern, although at least the taverns serve beer. We're gathering here in the blogs, which also makes it harder for the government to peek over the shoulder and see who's showing up and who's saying what.
True, but it's nice to be able to see your neighbor stand there and go, you know, hey, I'm ready to do something for this. And when you start getting neighborhoods and stuff together, and in our area, I see more of a retired community and everything, and they are just happy to be in their home and not cause any waves.
Well, great if they can stay in their homes, and great if the turmoil is going to pass them by. I don't want to see any of these people hurt. And we're not trying to cause intentional harm to anybody. It's just at this point it is obvious great harm is coming to the entire nation, and we just need to be prepared to ride it out. And I think this will probably weld our communities back together, because inevitably we're going to have to be looking out for each other. It's like Claire and I going down here and doing the Feeding the Hungry programs or the Sandal programs or the rest of it. The government is not helping the ordinary people, so local communities are already starting to mobilize, to fill in those gaps, to take care of the people whose food stamp money runs out in week number 3. We're already seeing it happen. We've made videos about that already.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons why I'm a little concerned about this whole North Korea issue, where, you know, and when we're talking about most of the Asian areas over there, they're about honor and respect, and that's where our biggest gap is, I think. And when we taunt them, you know, it's like they're not going to do anything. They're not going to do anything. Their culture, they have to. You know,
no, not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Well, for honor and for that, yeah, they do.
Wait a minute. Our politicians are always talking about honor and ethics and morality, but they don't really behave that way. It's something that is imposed on the ordinary people. And yes, the ordinary Asian people have a tremendous sense of honor and morality and ethics. The Japanese have the code of Bushido, which is basically it's chivalry, and they really do believe in that and live their lives that way, just as many Americans are still trying to live their lives honestly and ethically and truthfully. But we know the politicians exempt themselves from that. Now, what's going on with Kim Jong-un is that even though he is nominally the head of North Korea, he does not have a strong consolidation on the power in that country. And so what is emerging is all this tough talk by Kim Jong-un is he's expecting the U.S. will back down because we're a war-weary country, and then he'll stand up and say, I bluffed the great American empire down, and that will solidify his power domestically. He doesn't want a war any more than you and I do. His miscalculation, though, is he doesn't understand the real U.S. agenda is to start a war with China to remove the yuan as a threat to the dollar. And so Kim Jong-un, I think, has seriously miscalculated on that aspect. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
What do you need? You need Paracord.
CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. Military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
D-Roy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war, who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And in what is a weird, weird sign of the times, for all of you out there, young people there, you got lured into going to college and you were told you'd be getting high-paying jobs and you went deeply into debt on your student loans and you got your degree and you're looking forward to a bright future. It may be out there. Apparently over in Massachusetts, a McDonald's is running an ad for a cashier, and McDonald's requirements to get this job as a cashier at the counter of the burger place is a bachelor's degree and 2 years experience. That's what your bachelor's degree is worth. Cashier's job at a McDonald's. And by the way, I don't know if you've been in a McDonald's lately or not, because Claire and I avoid the places. The last time I was in there, those cash registers, they don't have numbers on them. They have a button for Big Mac, French fry, McWinnie, McFido, whatever it is they're putting in the beef there now. And it just prints out the total. That's it. So all a cashier does is look at the tray and press the buttons that look like what's on the tray, and it's there. And McDonald's demands a bachelor's degree for this and 2 years prior experience. Oh, my goodness. That is, that's a little bit out there. To go to college and find you can only get a job at McDonald's and then find out that McDonald's demands that college degree. What about people who left high school? Or who quit the education system after the high school diploma because they realized that this student loan thing is just another racket to enslave you to the bankers. High school degree, that can't get you a job at McDonald's any longer? Pretty weird. Now, there's an interesting story. It's a positive light here. This is coming out of the New York Post. We've all heard about these cases where somebody on Wall Street gets caught in a monumental fraud and it'll go to court and the court will impose a wrist slap fine on the bank or the investment house or the corporation, and the executives who committed the crimes basically get off scot-free, write themselves a new bonus for their cleverness, and life goes on as it did before. Well, apparently we're starting to see judges who really are getting kind of fed up with this whole thing. And they're getting tired of all these settlements for probes and wrongdoing with what is called the neither admit nor deny guilt settlement, where the banks will give back a few pennies of the millions that they stole and say, we're not admitting guilt, we're not saying one thing one way or the other, and they get off scot-free. There have been four cases, and this is not getting a lot of news coverage, four judges in New York and Washington are refusing to go along with those settlements any longer. It's considered a long-standing business practice. Cheat your customers, go to court, your corporation pays a fine on your behalf, and you're back out to do what it is you're going to do. And apparently, this is reaching a point because over in Manhattan, federal judge Sidney Stein is digging in his heels about this $590 million settlement from Citigroup to settle charges it deceived shareholders about its toxic mortgage holdings. And the suit has named former CEO Chuck Prince and senior advisor Robert Rubin. And the original thing was only the bank was going to settle the charges. And the judge is saying, no, we're dealing with criminal activity here. It is time to treat it like criminal activity. He'll probably be getting phone calls from the White House and Eric Holder on this case. But it is true that one of the biggest problems we have with Wall Street is Eric Holder's own statement. These guys are too big to jail. If we try and prosecute them for their criminal activity, it could harm the national economy as a whole. Well, they're harming the national economy as a whole already. And basically, these bankers are doing exactly the same thing they did back in 1933 when Marine Corps Major General Smedley Butler blew the whistle on a plan by the Wall Street money junkies to stage a fascist coup d'etat here in the United States of America against President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And Major General Butler blew the whistle, makes him a hero in my book. And Roosevelt wanted to charge the bankers with treason. And the bankers just sat back and said, you can't do anything about it. You arrest us, we'll just crash the economy. We're in control of the money. We care not who makes the laws. And we're seeing that same degree of corruption now. When you're above a certain level of wealth on Wall Street, you are untouchable. And that's not the way it should be. And again, getting back to this idea, some things in a country should be run as a public utility to serve the public. Fresh water, communications, power, sewage, and the monetary system. That's the way this country was set up. The public currency was a public utility. Its reason for being was to serve the nation and its people by enabling commerce. And that public utility was stolen from us three times, and all three times it's almost destroyed the country. It's time to end this experiment. It does not work for the people in the nation. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm looking at the corporate media. They've got breaking news, arrest in connection with Texas murder case. And then they say underneath, no apparent link to killings of the district attorney and his wife. So it seems like it's sort of a cross-purposes story. We're going to go back to the phones. Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome back. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Just heard your segment on Too Big to Fail and, criminal bankers. I want to refresh your memory because I know you know about this, but maybe it's a great example. What, 2, maybe 3 years ago when there, as a matter of fact, it was on a Tuesday and it was the day that the audit the Fed motion was going to go to a vote. And that morning, the Dow dropped over 1,000 points. Do you remember that?
I remember that.
They claimed it was a misentry, that somebody hit the wrong digit on a keyboard and mm-hmm. it dropped the Dow by over 1,000 points. Now, somebody made lots of money on that and somebody lost lots of money on that. And nobody ever followed up on that whatsoever, nothing. And I remember you saying, and I absolutely am in agreement with it, that that was a shot across the bow saying, if you pass this audit the Fed measure, this is what's going to happen tomorrow.
Well, I mean, we had people within the Federal Reserve were openly saying that if you try and carry out an audit, the economy will crash. I mean, it was just very open and blatant. And by the way, something about that little keystroke issue. The way the data entry works on the stock market, because people do make mistakes, any number that is entered that is way out of line with the current trends is automatically ignored. So somebody had to enter that number twice in a row to get past that system. And so that shows that it was intentional. It wasn't an accident.
And Michael, there was never follow-up on that, not Business Week or the Wall Street Journal, or nobody did follow-up on that at all.
Oh, of course not. Of course not. Never ask a question to which you do not want the answer.
That's right. Well, anyways, that's it for me, Michael. Just wanted to bring that up.
All right. Well, the there's a lot of shenanigans going out there. And, of course, now looking back, following the exposure of the LIBOR rigging and the gold and silver fix, emphasis on fix, we know it's all being rigged and manipulated to serve the money junkies. It's a huge, gigantic fraud, and it only works as long as people go on believing that this is the way economy is supposed to be. And when I was in grade school, looking at those little film strips about what a wonderful institution the Federal Reserve was, not one of my teachers ever mentioned that there had been a different way of running the nation's economy back when the nation started. It just wasn't taught anymore. We were not taught about King George III's Currency Act as the primary reason for the revolution. We got the usual, Tea Party and, Stamp Act and Tea Tax and all the rest of that stuff. The Currency Act was it, but they didn't talk about that. Didn't want the smart kids standing up and saying, wait a minute, we're back in that exact same system right now. How did that happen? All righty, back to the phones. Robbie in Oregon. Aloha, Robbie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I agree with a prior caller that it's frustrating and exasperating the state of affairs we find ourselves in. But it's always darkest before the dawn.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that sounds cliche, but it's true that as long as people have something to lose, they'll remain relatively passive. And that no one needs to attack the system will collapse itself. All we have to do is have the vision and be prepared.
That's exactly right.
And that's historical dialectics in action.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Well, again, to get back to what you were saying about people, as long as they still have something left to lose, they'll be held there. Yes. What was that old Janis Joplin song, Me and Bobby McGee, and there was that lyric in there, freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose.
That's so true, yes.
Yeah, and if you look at Janis's life before she became a big star, and you understand where she came from that, and you'll see that attitude even among the homeless, where they say, oh, it's terrible to be homeless, and they say it's got a downside, but, on the other hand, I'm not feeling a sense of obligation to do anything in particular. And and I'm sure that's a survival mechanism, but the reality here in the United States of America, especially if they start savings account confiscations here, is Americans are going to be waking up and realizing they really don't have much left to lose. They don't really own their homes. The bank can take it at any time. The government can take it under eminent domain. Now they're taking the money out of the savings account, and they're going to realize we've really reached that stage where the majority of Americans don't have anything left to lose.
Yes.
We're all out here, we're driving ancient cars that are designed to fall apart. We're using tools and appliances that are failing by design as soon as the warranties are out. And, we've worked our entire lives just to stay where we are. And we feel we're not making any progress, and we're certainly not building a world for the next generation. And that is extraordinarily frustrating. But again, it's got to come apart at some point, and we just have to be patient and let it happen and be prepared to ride it out. Again, the U.S. government and the money junkies, they either want a world war to duck the blame for what they've done, or failing that, they'd like some kind of an armed revolution or civil war in this country, again, so they can duck the blame for what they've done. So just stay calm, stay back, have some popcorn, and watch the show, because when it does start coming apart, it's going to hit really, really fast. And I think when the U.S. government collapses, it will happen just as fast as the former Soviet Union. And people are going to wake up and say, whoa, where did this come from? Clear blue sky. And then they'll start digging and they'll realize that the path to this final collapse was really long in the making.
Yes, the veil will eventually lift, and people will rally to that cause, I believe.
Well, again, we need to learn from the fall of the Soviet Union and the rise of the Russian republics to learn what they did right, which was to kick out their money junkies and take over control of their central bank. Putin paid off Russia's national debt in just 3 years following the creation of the Russian republics. The last American president to pay off the national debt in this country was Andrew Jackson.
Yes.
And again, Russia's doing it right. In the United States, everything the U.S. government has done since 2008, indeed even further than that, is completely antithetical to what is best for the people in the nation. This country has been enslaved, or this government, rather, has been enslaved to the Federal Reserve for 100 years. And look what it has done to this country and where we are today. We're at the end of that whole pattern.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
All right, you got it.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now, getting into the war zone, a lot of people are very upset over these combat medals being issued to American drone pilots who are not really flying in combat. They're sitting there in a nice air-conditioned little trailer or building with a little joystick and a computer keyboard, and they're flying these robotic planes, and they're getting these little medals for combat duty, and it seems a little bit silly. And apparently this is a trend, because now the RAF pilots are earning their wings from their desks, flying unmanned drones. And being an old-school flying enthusiast, where you're actually in the airplane, I find this a little offensive. And I think any pilots who are out there in real aircraft in the war zone are going to find this very offensive. But I understand why they're doing it, because these kids sitting at the desks with their remote control systems blowing people up on the other part of the world are probably having a real hard time with it for the most part. That they're sitting there in perfect safety, dealing out death to innocents on the other side of the planet. So, of course, the government is going to pin a medal on them and say, you did the right thing, the medal proves it, feel good about what you're doing. Which is what the real point of military decorations is. To reinforce in the mind of the military person that what they're doing is right, correct, moral, and to be lauded when their own upbringing is saying, I'm committing murder, theft, and mayhem. And that's one of the reasons why the Nazis were so great to hand out medals. They handed out medals for everything. It's a way of the government patting you on the head and saying, even though you're doing something that you grew up thinking was morally reprehensible, you're doing it for us, and that makes it okay. Sort of like the Sidney Milgram experiment brought to the national level. Now, getting on to the situation over there in Korea, John Kerry is out there saying the U.S. is to defend South Korea from the North. Okay, John, here's your rifle, here's your parachute, watch your head climbing into that transport plane, and we'll call North Korea and tell them you are on your way to kick their butt all by yourself. Because after that whopper about Saddam's nuclear weapons, you will forgive us if we sit this one out. Ramping up the rhetoric even more, Representative Peter King is out there saying, you know, the United States really ought to consider a preemptive strike on North Korea. Meaning North Korea doesn't have to actually do anything. We're just going to hit them because we think they might somewhere down the road. And he's out there saying, you know, we have a moral obligation to defend ourselves. Against what? What is North Korea going to do to the United States of America? They do not have a rocket that can reach the continental United States of America. It can maybe reach Guam. And I understand the Pentagon has deployed what is called THAAD, the Theater High Altitude Air Defense System, sort of a Patriot on steroids. They've deployed one of those to Guam to get ready for this whole situation. But North Korea hasn't done anything to us, and they're not going to. Kim Jong-un is an arrogant fool, and he's out of his league, but he's not going to actually do anything overt. Now, apparently China is stepping into the fray. We're already aware that China has their military on high alert on their side of their border with North Korea. But Beijing has now called in the ambassadors from North and South Korea and the United States. And the message you're sending out there is, you guys have got to tone it down. And probably there's going to be a lot of internal discussion where they're going to say, look, if you go into North Korea, we will have to do thus and such. And again, that's the U.S. real agenda here. The United States is terrified of all the nations that are abandoning the dollar, and they're switching over to other currencies, of which the gold-backed yuan is extraordinarily attractive. Australia is now dumping the dollar in all their trade with China. They're going to go back and forth between their own currencies. The dollar is falling even now, and the U.S. is waving nuclear weapons around the world saying, don't you dare stop using the dollar. We'll do something mushroom on you. And so China's trying to defuse this Korean situation because China, I'm sure, understands that's what the U.S. is really after. And they're acting in a responsible manner to try and tone this down. And as I said earlier in the show, Kim Jong-un's rhetoric and breastfeeding is for domestic consumption only. His hold on power is not solid. And if he can stand up there and bluff and bluster and the U.S. not actually do anything, then he's consolidated his power. And that's what it really is. It's all about internal politics. Kim Jong-un is not going to start a war with the United States or South Korea or Japan because he knows militarily he will lose it. This is all about bluff and bluster to look good to his own people. That's what's going on here. Now, of course, as we mentioned before, North Korea is restarting their nuclear reactor. The corporate media is trying to make a big deal about this, but they forget the reason North Korea shut that reactor down was in exchange for the lifting of sanctions from the United States. And now that the United States has reimposed those sanctions, basically that deal is off. Why wouldn't North Korea restart that reactor? And by the way, it's a power plant, just like the one in Iran. It's a power station. It makes electricity. Now, over at From the Trenches World Report, they're basically echoing my concern here. Is this new Korean War being kicked off? And then now they're back to talking about invading Iran imminently as a distraction for the economic implosion. And I think absolutely, yes, it is. Because if the economy implodes and they don't have a war to blame it on, then the people of the United States of America and the people of Europe and the people of the world are going to stand up and they're going to point the finger of blame where it belongs. Private central banking issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. And at the politicians who sold out to those bankers. That's where the finger of blame should be pointed. But every time the bankers get into these self-created messes, they kick off a world war. And then they say, it's not our fault you're hungry and homeless and jobless. It's all the fault of those Germans. It's the Kaiser. It's Hitler. It's Merkel. Try and do that again, because it worked the last two times. That's the game. We're in a race between the collapse of the private central banking model and them escalating World War III into a full-on global nuclear conflict. That's really just how crazy the situation is. Over at the United Nations, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is saying the crisis in the Korean Peninsula has already gone too far. Gee, you think maybe it has? I'm going to grab a phone call. Bill in Hawaii, aloha, brah. What's up?
Brother, aloha to you. You know, Michael, I used to listen to Brand A on another channel.
Okay.
But that guy's got nothing on you. Absolutely nothing. Believe me.
Oh, I blush.
That's the truth. I don't mention names because I know it's an embarrassing situation, but he's got nothing on you. You're bright, you're articulate, you're smart, and you're current. You're absolutely current. And you've got your thematic, Mike. You change every day. You bring new things to the table, and you bring new ideas, which makes your program so innovative. And that's why I like you so much. I mean, it's a brand new day every day. And I just wanted to call you to tell you that. I really enjoy listening to you.
Oh, well,
really
thank
do.
You very much. Which island are you on?
I'm on Oahu. I'm in Hawaii Kai.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just
fabulous. That's a nice part of the island. Nice. Oh. Yeah, I know. I've been there many times.
Of course. We've probably passed each other in the mall a few times, you know.
We probably have. I used to go out to that mall all the time when I was over there working on Lost. And
Well,
maybe we'll collide with each other sometime here on the island, okay?
Maybe soon, Mike. But I got to tell you, your show is so vibrant. It is so current. That's the word. It's current. It's topical, and it's very, very interesting. And I think that's what's attracting people to you. It's not that same old malarkey that you get.
Well, I thank you very much. I think, pardon me for cutting you off here because we're almost to the commercial break.
Go. Bye.
I think the reason people are coming to this show and to Republic Broadcasting is that we are willing to cross lines that other organizations who are suspiciously well-funded compared to us are not willing to cross. And I think that's the reason why we're drawing the audience, and we're drawing the audience away from the corporate TV. And I know our numbers are up. My server numbers are up. I know our listenership is up. We're getting really good numbers on our streaming feeds that continue to trend up. So I think we've hit the knee on the curve, if you will, where Americans really are waking up to what's going on. They're turning away from the corporate media. Rasmussen says already the majority of Americans are coming to the Internet and the independent media to get their news. And it's just going to take off from here. Thanks a lot, Bill. Aloha, brah. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me U.S. Steel.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, we've Got Peter King talking about preemptive strike against North Korea. They're talking preemptive strike against Iran, preemptive strike against anybody. They're just desperate to get this war really cranked up to a world war on which they can blame this economic mess. And now we're hearing from within Russia, they are concerned, or at least their former chief of staff, General Yuri Balisev. I should rehearse these before the show. Balyuevsky. Yuri Balyuevsky is he's part of an expert panel in warning the U.S. could conceivably launch a preemptive strike at Russia. So they're getting very nervous. I think they understand over there in Russia the extent to which U.S. foreign policy is being driven by economics, by the desire to reimpose Bretton Woods on the entire world, the desire to re-enslave all the nations to using the dollar, no matter how worthless and debased it has become. And they understand that's the real agenda, dollarification. And obviously, with Russia becoming an economic powerhouse, having taken control of their central bank, sooner or later, on this process of dollarification, the U.S. and Russia are going to come into conflict. Unless the U.S. collapses first. And so, yeah, I think they've got a legitimate concern. I mean, the U.S. is just attacking country after country after country that refuses to go along with privately owned central banking. That's what this clash of civilizations is. You're always hearing about the clash of civilizations. It's a war between banking systems, between private central banks issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, and the sort of economy that this country had when it first started. So that's kind of what's going on. Meanwhile, the Pentagon is approving a Marine Crisis Response Force for North Africa. Now, Crisis Response Force is a very polite euphemism for an invading army. Because remember, all of these wars are always being so, oh, they made us do it, mommy. They've got weapons of mass destruction. It's a humanitarian crisis. We have to bring these people democracy and Coca-Cola machines and the rest of it. So we're always, it's always a response when we march into somebody else's country and take it over for the purpose of the bankers. And so now they're garrisoning Africa, and they're saying, we have to be in there to respond to the crisis. You know something? There weren't any crises in Africa until the United States started attacking places like Libya. The U.S. is creating the crisis. Oh, there's a crisis. We must respond to it. Why didn't you leave well enough alone? Of course, it's a rhetorical question. The reason they went into Libya was very simple. Gaddafi set up a state central bank and a value-based currency, the gold dinar. And he said, if you want to buy Libya's oil, you will pay for it in the gold dinar. We will not accept dollars any longer. Invade him, kill Gaddafi, give them a brand new private central bank, issuing the currency as a loan at interest. And, of course, the people in Libya are not happy with that. So we've got to send in a crisis response force. They're not happy with us. That's the crisis. We'll be right back.